Jake is on drums, Evan is on guitar and lead vocals. Damien is on bass, and I think you'll enjoy having a chance to hear them. We'll have four songs. They'll open up, and then we'll talk with them a little bit. Join me as we welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade Tears of Joy.
Tree and I chop the wood, I eat the fruit, it tasted good. I split that tree and I chop the wood, I eat the fruit, it tasted good, it tasted good. Now I know that I can't be sure. Sure that I can be sure. I dug the well and I tapped the earth. I drank my fill for what it's worth. I dug the well and I dug the earth. I drank my fill for what it's worth, for what it's worth. Now I know that I can't be sure of anything that I knew before. Now I know that sure that I can't be sure. Now I know that I can't be sure of anything that I knew before. Now I know that I can't be sure that I can't be sure.
Tears of Joy. And let's talk to Evan first. You have a great voice.
Hey,
it was
you.
Fun to hear you sing that song. Just tell me a little bit about yourself and the music that you play and your life with music.
I started playing guitar really young. I think I was like 6, and played guitar and music ever since then. I got in, you know, school band and stuff like that in 4th and 5th grade, and I studied music in college. All of us studied music in college at one time or another. And now I teach music too, which is cool. I teach guitar and I teach general music, and I've taught a little bit of band and things like that. So I really like jazz in my free time and for teaching, but I like a lot of indie rock and punk too.
Where did you go to high school and school growing
I'm
up?
I'm from Frederick, Maryland originally, so I went to Tuscarora High School in Frederick.
Okay, and then college?
I went to Duquesne.
Excellent. And that's, I had a feeling when you mentioned jazz guitar and music.
Yeah, you bet.
Duquesne. How did the group form? How long have you guys been together?
Well, I met Jake in my time at Duquesne, and we've been playing together for a long time now, since like 2015. But I would say that we didn't really commit ourselves very intensely to our success as a band until probably like last year. So we've been jamming out for a while. And then we have a sort of rotating cast of bass players. Most recently, Damien, who just came on a little weekender with us. And he's playing bass with us now, so he's awesome. We've got a couple people who play with us.
Excellent. Tell me about the guitar that you're playing, which is unusual to me.
Thank you for asking. I really like this guitar. It's a Dan Electro, and it's a 59 reissue. And they had these pickups that they found in the factory, with like dead stock pickups from the 1990s. So wow. They put these cool lipstick pickups on this really retro-looking body, and it gets a really wild tone. There's a lot of really good players who have played Dan Electros or Dan Electro-like guitars built with the same components, so you just don't know. Like,
yeah, and it looks like a guitar from the 50s.
Yeah.
In fact, it's really realistic, and it sounds great, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Damien's here, and Damien, you're the journeyman bass player that joined the group. Are you from Duquesne as well?
Or? Yeah, I'm currently in my senior year studying music therapy at Duquesne.
Excellent. What drew you to music therapy? Did you know that going in?
No, actually. So originally, like when I was in high school, I knew I wanted to do something with music, but I knew I didn't want to teach, and I didn't think I could like make a good enough living off of just performing. So my high school choir director, who I was like kind of close with, he suggested that I like look into music therapy, and after like doing some research, I found it.
That's great. Duquesne has a really good program there,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Where did you go to high school?
So I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It's like an hour north of Philly, and I went to Saucon Valley High School.
Excellent. So Duquesne draws folks from all over.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody from Frederick a moment ago talking with Evan. And Damien from the middle part of the state, or Bethlehem. And now we come to Jake on the drums. And Jake, what's your story? Any story? Are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or?
Yes. Yeah, I was basically in the Glenshaw. I was more or less born and raised. Hampton's where I went to high school. And I've been drumming as long as I can remember.
And did you also spend some time at Duquesne?
Or? Yes. I started in the music school there. I was studying percussion there, but I couldn't quite hack it. So I switched out to liberal arts at some point. I've made it through there. But that's how me and Evan met, is through our time in the symphony band.
Yeah, Duquesne's tough. And
oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people who, actually, it's true of just about every college and every major. You might start doing something and then you decide you want to do something else instead. And Duquesne offers a lot of options and alternatives. And in the case of music, there's lots of ways to continue exploring it, whether you end up with a degree in performance or pharmacy. You know, it's all whatever you want to do. What song do you want to do next?
The next one is called The Despot of Affection.
The Despot. And who's the writer of these?
I write the songs and I write the chord progressions and the lyrics. I take them to Jake and we jam on them. And if they sound good, we teach them to Damien.
Okay, so Damien, yeah, they fold her down.
It's a pyramid scheme. Yeah,
why? You're a busy student. Why learn the bass lines if you're not going to need to use them?
Yeah.
Makes sense. Here again, Tears of Joy.
all your rage correctors and your page protectors could never set you right. You're well paid to protect her, so the stage director won't even put up a fight. She can't shake the inspector, he'll be made to respect her if he wants to keep his life. The roadie plays the Schecter, Sonny Page is Hector, and the house brings down the lights. Now you're up thinking of her, what can you do? Your heart, the embassy of love, you're the despot of affection. Now you're up thinking of her, what can you do? Your heart, the embassy of love, you're the despot of affection. Drive her home from the lecture, entertain conjecture while she negotiates the price. Great restraint that you exert as she explains her net worth, but she won't want to say it twice. Not the same as when you met her, no headshots for the extras, you keep your memories on ice. She sips the wine, she drinks the nectar, you'll always be the debt collector, but a taste would sure be nice. But now you're up thinking of her, what can you do? Your heart, the embassy of love, you're the despot of affection. Now you're up thinking of her, what can you do? Your heart, the embassy of love, you're the despot of affection.
Tears of Joy, which is a good band name.
Thanks.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was looking to see where you might be playing next, and your next gig is in Jersey, it looks like, or in New Jersey. Is that true?
No, we probably played in New Jersey, or maybe we're playing with someone from New Jersey.
Ah, there you go.
No, I think I want to say our next show, I'm playing a solo set at Cafe Verona, which is in Oakland, and that'll be on the 16th, and then I'm also playing a show. Well, we're all going to be there at the Smiling Moose on February the 1st with a band called Jungle Riot, I think they're called.
Okay.
I hope I got that right.
Excellent. I think I did misconstrue New Jersey. That's a band.
There's a lot of information on those flyers. There's a lot of places and dates. And
well, you got to get everybody on there so they can each buy, you know, several tickets.
That's right. You got to get them all.
Have you recorded anything, any CDs yet? Your stuff on Spotify or any of the services?
We have two EPs on Spotify, one called Unhinged, which is our most recent and came out about a month ago. And we've got another one called Fat Money Summer, which came out last summer. And you can hear that on there, too. And then if you go to our Bandcamp, you can hear some demos that aren't available on Spotify. And we have cassette versions of this as well. I pressed them myself. I did them in my apartment. They're made with love. So go to our Bandcamp and buy them from us, please.
Is there somebody making reproduction cassettes just like the guitar that you have? Or Actually, you can still buy cassettes. They're out there.
Yeah, you would be shocked at the market in, especially, you know, the DIY music community for cassettes. Just cause, I think because they're so cheap and easy to make. You know, I can run 25 cassettes for under $100 sometimes, and it's a lot easier than pressing vinyl.
Do you have a duplicator, or are you just doing them on a little machine?
Yeah,
or two?
I just have one. I would like to get a duplicator if I was going to get more serious about it, but so far I haven't done a run much over 25. So usually I just sit down.
There's probably a lot.
I bet you're right. Probably people trying to get rid of those. Can't get rid of their duplicators.
Yeah, and actually someday there'll be a good 3D printer maybe for vinyl. That there probably is already.
I had never thought of that.
There probably is.
I've seen some people like trying to print, and it turns out real like scratchy. But yeah. you can hear it.
What are those?
Like
they're like the plastic flexi discs. Is that what they're called?
The flexi discs. Those like on the back of a cereal box.
Yeah, I feel like that would be like a sound quality.
That would be fun.
Comparable to that.
There's actually an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood that he brings a Recocut machine, which from oh, gosh, maybe the 50s, early 60s. It was old when he brought it in, but it made a very decent, I think it was acetate, not vinyl, but a recording.
Wow.
So you can find those, too, that's but wild. You'd have to make them one at a time.
Yeah.
And it would take a
while. It would
while.
Take a while.
Tears of Joy is the band. They've got a couple more songs to do. What's the next one?
That's a fine question, boys. What do you want? You want to do Alaska, or do you want to do Elton John Records?
Elton John Records easier for me.
Yeah. All right, well then, since it's like easier for Jake, we're going to do a song called Elton John Records.
So it's all about Jake and what's easy for him.
This whole band is always about Jake. You learned that about your drummer. It's
that would actually,
all about them.
Yeah. That would actually be a good band name, All About Jake.
All About Jake.
Well, they already have less than Jake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this is the opposite of that.
Yeah. Everyone's less than Jake.
It's the inverse.
Less than Jake.
Less than Jake.
Here again, Tears of Joy.
Do you want me to count this one off again?
Yeah.
Until dawn, keep me from moving when asleep. Never had all the words and never knew what to say. I really think for the first, now you're trying to pray. Shadow tells me the time, you're running errands for the sun. Caught me down in my prime, you know I'm not the only one. Heard the stories to tell, I won't believe what they said. You can end up a shell, it's even worse than being dead. Still life will take. Everybody that I meet, you can tell right away. There's a difference between all the words that I say and the words that I mean. When I'm thinking of you, I'm really thinking of myself. Never wanted to be so much like anybody else. Never told you before, but I think I should say. And I don't know how, but you show me the way. We'll be right back.
Tears of Joy. What was the name of that song again?
That song was called Elton John Records.
Say that again. I'm
Elton
sorry.
John Records.
Elton John Records. You don't think much about Elton John Records. Or maybe you do. You must.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, great drums in that particular song.
Oh,
I thought that that
so
showcased
much.
You really well. Nice nice cymbal pattern there.
That's why I asked to play it.
That's why we let Jake call the shots. That's another thing I've learned. He knows best.
Jake calls the shots.
Another band name.
Another band name. There's a lot there.
We're cranking them out in here today.
All about Jake. Jake calls the
When Jake
the
starts
shots.
A solo project after this comes to its inevitable fruition.
Yeah, I'm
fruition.
Taking notes over here.
When Jake starts a solo project, that's yet another one. I like them. I think you got one more, right?
Yes.
Planned? And it's been fun to have you guys here. Look for Tears of Joy. There are probably a lot of Tears of Joy out there, but
I want to say that if you look on Spotify, we're the first one that comes up.
Yeah,
we're the only one as far as I know. It's it's pretty pretty
yeah, it's
wild,
a, it's, a, it's a great band name. Next week, Heather Kropf will be here, a great singer-songwriter. I wanted to be sure you knew about that. And then coming up in February, it's going to be terrific to have the group Bare Bones with us. We'll have more details on that coming, but some great a cappella gospel and older folk tunes from our friends from West Virginia, Bare Bones. What do you want to finish up with?
We are going to finish with a song with a Roman numeral for our name. This one's called 12.
12, XII.
It was warm in the grass. Dandelion days we could bring back. I know it's part of the act. I've been colder than that. Still I burn. Smolder. Just to spread out flames that you stole. I've been keeping the secrets you told me a silver locket that came with a gold key. Told you to meet me underneath of the old tree. Now you're buying back every lie that you sold me.
Tears of joy. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.